The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Good morning, November the 15th. I'm here, of course, with Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready for it.
Good. So are we. Hey, 605-4567, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And I'm sure you'll be calling in today. We have some interesting guests coming in. Our chat room, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And we're going to be talking to Mark Baird today, heading up the state of Jefferson, one of the ones that's pushing the state of Jefferson concept. So a lot of questions people have, editorials, questions that we have, and of course, can we sing "Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead"? The witch is dead. No, but the witch has just had a stake driven through its heart. Or at least its chest. Obamacare is on the run. But before we start any of that, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are positive in this first half hour of trading on the last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's up 33 points at 15,909, while the NASDAQ's up 1 at 3,973, and the S&P 500 is up 2. At 1,792. Oil's up 47 cents this morning at $94.23 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.79%. Gold's up 70 cents at $1,287, while silver's unchanged at $20.72 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's up 4 pennies at $79.12, Coca-Cola is up a nickel at $40.26, and Visa is up $2.07 at $202.22. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 710, 810, and 910 every morning. You can visit them down at Park Marina Drive, of course, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. 243-7561. They are following what's happening in Wall Street. They have the lowdown, you might say. Savannah, are we having weather today?
We are having weather. Currently it is 52 degrees, going to get up to 66 today, mostly sunny and a low of 45. Saturday is going to be mostly sunny, high of 61, low of 41. And Sunday is going to be high of 64 and low of 44. And weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and they are family owned and operated. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans in there. Hey, today we've got, like I said, we have Mark Baird coming on. He's going to be talking about, State of Jefferson. We've got Riverfront Playhouse. Of course, we have our pet of the week. We have, and I want to talk about, like I said, Obamacare. I want to, and something else that, you know what? Obamacare is something that we've been talking about going on. I want to talk about what happened in that tragedy at Mount Lassen Park about 3 or 4 years ago in 2009 when that young boy was killed and the results of that. But we'll be right back. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Savannah for Friday. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Oh, yeah. Wake up. It's Friday. Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning. It's November the 15th. It's like 13 after. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe. They have great coffee there, great prices. It didn't cost you a tire on your car to go in there. And they've got all the great flavors. Pumpkin latte. Walk next door, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, other things we're going to talk about, you know, today also is about the strike Monday. And on Monday, we're going to have some of the people that are going on strike at the courthouse will be in here. But now we're with Spencer.
Good morning.
And we have the pet of the week.
And boy, is it a good one. This morning, I brought with me Duke. Duke kind of had an unforeseen circumstance. His owners of 10 years, they owned him his entire life, unfortunately had to move and were no longer able to keep him. Duke is a terrific dog, though. He is potty trained. He's great with all other animals. That's dogs, cats, everything. Loves kids. Best dog I've ever walked on a leash. He walks right next to you with a loose leash. And, you know, he's a 10-year-old black lab mix, and don't let that fool anyone, because just because he's 10 years old, he is still a great dog, and he has still got plenty of pep left in his step. He, when we go out to the van to load up, and it's a pretty good van, he just hops right up in there, no problems whatsoever, hops right out of there, and he's just happy and eager to meet every person that he comes across. Great, great dog. And because of his age, we've actually also reduced his adoption fee. The normal adoption fee for a dog is $135, and for Duke, we've actually cut that in half to help place him into a home.
Well, I tell you what, you know, when I saw Duke, he came up, and then he was just sitting over there next to you, and I leaned around our tables or our desk, and I just kind of like put my hand out, and he comes across, and he looks at you with these big brown eyes. And absolutely, what a good dog this is. And, you know, he's looking around the corner at us. You know how dogs look and they look around the corner and kind of cock their head, you know, kind of looking at you. I thought, oh, wow, what a cool dog. And you know what? 10 years old. What's that mean? You know, in dog years, that's like my age, and I got lots of life left.
He has plenty of life left, you know, and we try to encourage people that it's...
Okay, maybe I'm not all those dog years, but you can't even tell dog years anymore, I understand. I mean, dog years are just, it's like people years. It's not the years, it's how you use your body.
It really is, you know, and we try to encourage people all the time to come in and adopt senior animals because sometimes they're the best animals. And unlike a puppy, with a puppy, you never know what you're going to get. Yeah, they're cute and fluffy, you know, at the moment, but they're not trained.
And they pee everywhere. They chew on stuff. Duke is a known entity. Looks at you with those big eyes, wants to come in there. He's going to walk when you want to walk. He's going to, you know what? The other thing too, he's going to lay down when you want to lay down.
Yes, he will. But, you know, every senior dog needs a second opportunity. And, you know, in my opinion, all senior dogs, they just show you that much more love. They've been through something traumatic like Duke has, you know, losing his family. He is so much more eager to please a new family that it's just amazing. You can't get that kind of love from any other animal. It's a great, great thing to adopt a senior animal.
You know what? He had his pack ripped apart here.
He did.
So, you know what? You know, but he is, you know, he's got the great looks on his eyes and all that. So please, hey, who do they call?
You could call 241-1653 or you could just swing by the shelter anytime between 11 and
Somebody 5. Needs to come out and take a look at this dog. And, you know, if you've got a yard, that's great. But, you know, he is just a fantastic dog. He's got that little grin around the muzzle, but so do I. So, all right. Spencer, thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, I just, you know, it's dogs like this, you know, they're raised and the family leaves and here they are. Here's the dog. But we are 100%, my friends.
We want to keep that up.
Let's just keep that up. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk strikes at City Hall. I'm sorry, at the county courthouse. Obamacare, change in pot laws. What happened at Lassen Park? We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hey, hey, hey. This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Friday, and no, Savannah's here. She wants to rock. It's, gosh, let me see, 7:21 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And, you know, we got a phone call yesterday, or day before, saying, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, as bad as it is, and you spend time talking about plays and theaters and other things like that. And I said, well, you're right. You know, the world is tough right now. And there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm going to get into them in just a minute. But you know what? You go this and you pound on it every day. You know, at some point, I go out and I put a rope around my neck, and Savannah pushes me off the table here because you can't do that. You know what? Life is a mixture, and that's what we try to do, is a mixture of what's happening. Yes, we're going to pound on it like I'm getting ready to start here, but there's more. There's more to it than just that. We do have these pets we want to give away and we find places for. There's businesses we want to cheer for. There's things happening in the North State and around us that are just outstanding. And you can't just, you know, you just can't keep, you can't be at war every second. You got to come back, rearm, refit, and then just hop right back into it. And now Obama backs off. Results of overwhelming distaste and disgust for Obamacare. And that's from the Senate Democrats. I'm not even going to talk about Congress. They're just, you know, the congressional Democrats are running around in circles, hair on fire, because they're running for election, re-election. And Obamacare is throwing gas on that fire. So today, or yesterday, Obama says, you know, if you've got that insurance that I promised you could keep and then decided to say, well, maybe you said, I'm not exactly sure. I said you could keep it. I said you might be able to keep. Oh, no, I guess I did say I could keep it. It's probably one of the first signs of, you know, of serious problems when you can't remember what you said. And then when people show it to you, the 26 times you said it and you still deny it. I think that's a sign of even more problems. However, he said, now, if you want to keep that insurance, okay, you can keep it for a year. I don't know if you heard that last part, for a year. Now, what the insurance companies are saying is, oh, well, thanks a lot. We've changed all of our plans. We've done all these things because you told us to do it. And now, okay, but it's going to cost more. Yeah, that's right, my friends. You can keep those plans, but it's going to cost you more. Hey, Obamacare, right there, buddy. What can I say? You know, and it's just absolutely, you know, I listened to him talk and I thought, my God, who's in charge there? Is there anybody in charge of the White House? But then to hear Chris Matthews, you remember Chris Matthews? I don't know if you ever watched his show. It's called Hardball, which is, of course, a misnomer. If you're a Democrat, if you're Obama, then it's called softball. It's called, you know, it's called throwing the easy ones. He's on Letterman, and he starts talking about it. And Letterman says, if I hear one more thing about Obamacare, I'm going to throw up on the stage. Well, you should, because this is your man that did it there, Dave. Matthew says, the question was, why is always so much problems in the second term? The answer is simple. And Matthew said it. If you were this bad in the first term, you wouldn't get reelected. Look at Carter. However, when you've got the mass media sitting in your lap and saying, it sends a shiver up my leg or a tingle up my leg, like Chris Matthews did, you're not going to get fairness. You're not going to get the word that really is happening, what people are thinking, until you get off the major stations and you hear what people think. So here we are. Matthews is finally saying there's no strong leadership in the White House. When Sebelius went out there and they said, well, who in the hell's in charge of this mess? She couldn't tell you because it's spread out. And that's the same thing in the Oval Office. He has people surrounding him. It's kind of like they come in and out, in and out. One of the analogies that Matthews used, that we've used here before, is there's always got to be somebody in charge. In World War II, MacArthur in the Pacific was in charge. There was no doubt. There was no doubt at all. And when MacArthur overstepped his bounds in Korea, Truman took him and replaced him. There's, you know what? Fast and Furious, nobody replaced. This IRS debacle, maybe a lower underling might have gotten fired. Benghazi, we're still trying to find out a bit about Benghazi, but this is indicative of everything that he has been doing for 4 years. You know, I don't understand how people can still say there and go, oh, this is the greatest presidency since, oh my gosh, I don't even know when. Well, where? Wall Street is bigger than ever. These banks are bigger than ever. Oh yeah, the stock market, it's higher, it's higher. We've been putting $32 billion a month. We're printing money and sticking it into the stock market. And as soon as Bernanke said, hinted they may start pulling out a little bit, this quantitative easing, boom, there go the markets. So it's false. But Obamacare, the one that everybody, the Democrats were hanging their hats on, is such a mess. 3.5 years to put together a website, and they hire a Canadian company to do it that's failed before. You cannot get an answer about what is open. Henry called yesterday. He says, all I want to know is, can I do this? There isn't one insurance agent. They can't tell me on the, you know, I call the government. Nobody can tell me. You know why? They keep changing the rules, Henry. They're going to continue to do that. However, we did get an answer about part of that yesterday from one of our listeners who is common sense listener and said, well, this is what I would do. And I think it works. Obamacare, lack of leadership. Oh, and Benghazi. Let's talk about Benghazi for a second. The people that have got the Benghazi, the people who were there that night, the ambassador was slaughtered. And let me tell you, he was slaughtered. Is the fact is they're not letting him go in front of congressional committees. Why? Well, it might jeopardize the case we have against the one person they've caught or two people they've caught. So the American people don't get to really hear what happened because the State Department wants to keep them out of it because you're going to find out just how bad it was that night, just how unprepared the Obama administration, i.e. Hillary Clinton, was that night to save our ambassador. And why did she put our ambassador in that situation anyway? You know what, my friends? They're already pimping her out. That's not the right word. They're already touting her as being the leader in for 2016. But there are things that she has to answer for. And one of them is this healthcare, because she was in there too. All right. Can you skip over the other little things? Strike on Monday. The clerk and technical staff are striking the courthouse and the county courthouse. It's United Public Employees of California, 114 workers. They're saying that the management was getting raises. They weren't. They want an 8% salary hike. And we're going to have some of the strikers will be here Monday morning. So we can talk to them. The other thing I want to talk about real quick before we get our next guest in here, Tommy Bothell. Who was, that name probably sounds familiar. He's 9 years old. He and his family were hiking up at Mount Lassen Park. And what happened was Tommy and his sister were sitting on a wall. The wall collapses. He's killed. His sister is injured. The family, of course, is devastated. As it turns out that this wall was unsafe. They had had people inspecting it. Their own people had been inspecting it, writing out reports. This is unsafe. We need to replace it. It did not happen. So this could have been prevented. This went to court. It was determined that the material on this wall, the reports on it had been redacted, that the strong language had been taken out. They rebuilt the wall before it could be inspected, and people were told not to talk about it. Now, the woman in charge down there, and I'm not sure what her name is. We know who's down there now. I'm not going to use her name because I need to find out if she was the woman that's still there, it was the one then. Because that to me sounds like they're hiding information, that they are destroying information about, you know, that could have been used in this lawsuit. Anyway, the case has been settled. Out of court. I hope that they got the amount that they that they wanted for this. Because the Lassen Park and their administration was wrong. They did not take care of the people. They did not do their jobs. But the part that kind of really irritates me, and we're going to go further with this, is the person that was in charge there then with all these accusations, is she still there now, 3 years later? Oh, we're going to talk about that at a later date. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Dubai, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're going to talk about it.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday right here on Free Fire Radio. You know Savannah's here. You know, she's got her own little rock and roll stuff here, 7:35 in the morning. Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment. I'm here, and I'd like to talk about our friends at Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty ding in the windshield or cracks up over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix them. And if he can't, he'll tell you. He guarantees his work. Head on down to 3208. South Market Street right here in, 3208 Market Street in Reading. Or give them a call at 241-8373. Great guy. And like I said, if he'll look at it and say, you know what, I can't do this one, or this is a hopeless cause, he'll tell you that. He won't waste your time or money. All right. The Christmas story. That's what we're here about today, right?
Yep.
Okay. You know, the Christmas story has got to be one of my favorite stories.
It's what we hear from everyone.
Really? Mm-hmm. I like the idea of little kids running around with guns. As long as they're trained, of course. Yeah, okay, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
Hello. And Jim Littier.
Hello.
And
Phoebe Fazio.
Phoebe Fazio. Oh, you know what? Already I love you, Phoebe. Phoebe Fazio.
That's a famous name if I ever heard one.
Well, you know what? Fazio. You know, okay, who is the Fazio that we all knew and loved? Laverne and Shirley? Come on.
Oh, I think that was DiFazio, but okay, it's close.
Oh, you corrected me on...
Millions
of people heard that.
Oopsie.
Okay, anyway, all right.
Wait, you're okay. Fazio? I thought you were Fabio.
No, that's the hair.
Oh.
Okay, this is my show.
Okay.
Turn the kid down. All right, we're here for this great play called A Christmas Story, and it is. Are you all the actors in it? I should have more information. So are you playing the Jim?
I'm playing Ralph, the adult Ralph, the narrator.
Oh, okay, adult Ralph and the narrator.
Yes.
And Phoebe, you are?
And I'm Ralphie's mom.
Ralphie's mom, and let me guess.
Ralphie.
Have you had a lot of experience, Robert?
Experience with what?
In acting?
Yes.
Is this your second play, your 100th?
My third.
Your third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the first one I actually tried out for.
Oh, the first one you had to actually try out for? This
mm-hmm.
one or the first one?
This one.
This one. You had to audition, in other words.
Uh-huh. I had to audition and make it in.
Okay, now is this the one? Is it Ralphie gets his tongue stuck on the stuck on the ice pole?
It isn't Ralphie. It's Flick.
It's Flick, but okay. If people that don't know what this story is, Jim, can you help us out with this? I mean, this story has been how long has it been around?
Gene Shepard wrote it, and he was a satirist that had worked for PBS and Weather. It's been around, I don't know how long,
30 years.
But a lot of people confuse it. They're like, what? Is this the 42nd Street Christmas show? Or they don't know, but it's the one where the kid wants the Red Ryder BB gun, and Flick gets his tongue stuck on the pole, so that should jog some memories.
And if you
haven't heard of it, come see it anyway. It's a great show.
Dad wins a lamp.
Yeah.
And the lamp is in the shape of a
shapely leg. Yes.
A woman's leg.
Right, with the lamp.
Put the lamp on top of it.
That's a good,
He brings it home and he puts it in the window so everybody in the neighborhood can see, and his wife is just watching.
It's the ugliest lamp I've ever seen in my entire life.
And it truly is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is just a little boy. Ralphie wants, you want a Red Ryder BB gun more than anything.
Yep. By the way, it's 30 years old, the play.
Okay.
The movie. Yeah. And yes, he very much wants a BB gun.
But what does everyone keep telling you?
You'll shoot your eye out.
That's right. And then we have bullies in this. We have Santa Claus. We've got it all. And this is really an enjoyable show. Now, where is it playing, and when can people get into it?
Well, it is playing at Riverfront Playhouse. You can buy tickets there or at the Cascade Theater box office. It's got shows from November 16th to December 14th. And there's there's mostly two shows. There's a Friday and a Saturday and a matinee on Sunday.
Okay, you need to give us the dates again because the dates were wrong. So it's December 16th through
November 16th through December 14th.
Okay, so it's starting this weekend.
Saturday.
Yep.
And we're trying to fill it up on the 20th for media day. We've given away our tickets and we had to go get more.
1620 East Cypress, Riverfront Playhouse before you get to Victor Avenue. If you're heading east on Cypress, 1620 East Cypress, Riverfront Playhouse.
There you go. Now, how many people in the play, Phoebe?
There are 11.
11. Okay. The kid has all the
answers. Good job.
He knows everybody's lines, too.
You'll learn as you get a little bit older, Ralphie, when you step on other people's lines, that one of them will hit you with a pool cue. So Phoebe, tell us something about
someone. Hit me?
What happened?
Is that abuse?
Not then. It may be now. Phoebe, let's talk about you. How long have you been acting?
You've been in this. This is the first play I've ever been in.
Oh really? So what do you do when you're not being Ralphie's mom?
I'm an unemployed music teacher.
Oh, well, okay.
So why not do something?
Why not do something? This is not like a musical or anything like this. It's just a straight play.
It's just a play.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just a play, but
it's
a play with no music.
It's a great play.
Well, we do get to do a little bit of singing.
We do. We're in the car singing.
We sing Jingle Bells.
Yeah,
in the car.
That Jingle Bells.
How old are you, Ralphie? Robert?
In real life or in the play?
In real life, how old are you?
I am 10.
10. Well, you're very, very outgoing. And so have you been acting your whole life? Is your, I see your dad there. Has he been acting his whole life? Or
is his first real play.
Versus his first real play. Well, you're just precocious.
Yeah, cause my first two plays, one was just a walk-on, walk-off role that I asked to be in cause they needed someone. And that's where I got the theater bug. And then I was in, a showing of The Wizard of Oz, but my parents paid for me to get it. So, I didn't try out.
Well, you know.
So bribe the director there, Mike?
It's acting lessons.
There's a chance that I might be a star of a show then pretty soon, huh? As long as I save my money.
We can figure
it out. Okay. And Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I got into the show through my famous lasagna. So anyway, sorry. I like to cook. I was in Oklahoma at the Cascade here, and then I did another show with Riverfront. And I've done a lot of theater in the past, but this show, I get to play the narrator, and I try to do one show a year, and this part just really seemed to be a heart match for me. And I just really enjoy it. It's, it's a lot of fun.
That's so great. Okay. Yeah. Now, how do we get tickets?
Cascade Box Office.
Okay.
Or cascadetheater.org.
Cascadetheater.org.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the box office next to the Cascade Theater.
Who's the director?
Janessa
Britton.
Oh, okay.
Britton.
Yeah. All right. And this is another great, I tell you what a great Christmas show this is. You know, I mean, this is something the whole family is going to feel good about.
Right.
Any last thoughts about this here? I mean, we'll go around the table, Robert. So let's start with you.
Just make sure to bring tissues because you're going to laugh so hard that you'll start crying.
Do you wear glasses in this?
Yes. Good. And I get really foggy because I sweat a lot.
Well, is that a family thing?
No, it's just I have a lot of places to run. Like one time I have to run all the way across the theater and then put three costumes on.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have like, is there a real Red Ryder BB gun in there?
Yeah.
There is.
Although,
I have a Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh. There's three.
Three? Oh, there's three.
There's the package, and then for the imaginary scenes, and then Ralph's. And actually, the one that they say in there actually never became a BB gun. The legendary official Red Ryder 200 shot carbine action range model air rifle with a compass and this thing which tells time about Ryan to the stock. It's not a real BB gun, so we just got one of the BB guns and used it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Darn.
Yep.
Phoebe, how you doing with this?
I have
because
it
because I'm watching you look at him.
He's so much fun to work with.
I bet he is.
I forget a line, and he says my line for me, like whispers it to me. You know, he's really great. It's been really a lot of fun to do, and you know, everybody knows this as a movie, and a lot of times a movie comes after a play,
mm-hmm.
and this is a play that was created from the movie.
Oh,
so
okay.
If people love the movie, it's a hoot to see it in live action. To see all the characters come to life. And of course we're running around backstage trying to make it all happen. It's crazy. My first one and they're all telling me, oh, you know, in regular play, you go out, you say your lines and then you go back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In this one we got all this little stuff we have to do. Stage action and stuff.
And Jim, what about, you know, it sounds like you do one a year and this is the one you pick?
Yeah, it's a great show. A lot of humor about this, Ralph recalling his childhood. I think the audience is going to get a lot of laughs. The old man thought motor oil was like wine. It improved with age. You know, little comments like that. You know, my friends helping me practice my lines were cracking up. So I think it's a lot of family fun. Yep.
Okay, I'm here with Jim Lydier and Phoebe Fazio and Robert Burke here, the stars of the Christmas Story. And it's just down at Cascade. Or it's going to be at Riverfront Playhouse. But you get your tickets from either the Riverfront or I guess you get at Cascade.
Cascade
right?
Theater Box Office.
Sounds like it's going to be starting this weekend and going through December the 14th.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm here with Savannah Cove. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Got any weather out there?
Mm-hmm. It's still 52 degrees, so the weather hasn't changed much, but it's going to get to a high to 66 and a low of 45 today. Saturday's going to be a high of 61, low of 41, and Sunday's going to be a high of 64 and a low of 44. And weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are family-owned and operated, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, you know what? Crown Motors, just talk about getting – you know, it's that time of the year again. You might be thinking about getting a new car, truck, or SUV, and our friends at Crown Motors are the ones to go see. You can call at 223-2177, and they're going to show you just the latest and the best in Honda, Nissans, Lincolns, Dodge Rams, and Fords. Their service department, if, you know, you go in there and have it taken in for, you know, it's, you know, 30,000 miler there, the service department is just purely outstanding. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue and check out our friends at Reading Crown Motors. Robert Burke, our last guest, the young man, he is out there just blah, 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 blah. He is the son of Michael Burke, who is from One Safe Place. And is talking out there about movies and everything. He wants to be a director. And he knows, you know, knows names of people. I have no idea who they are, but, you know, like the head of like Pixel, you know, of the studios. I find that, I love watching people that love what they're doing. And he is just so excited. Speaking of excited, okay, I'm not going to go back in Obamacare. I've already said what I thought about Obamacare and what's happening with that. They're looking at, in Shasta County, the Planning Commission is looking to restrict marijuana growth. Because, I don't know, if Bob was here, because Bob lives off Placer Road out there, not that far away. And he lives out in areas kind of like out in the, in, you know, there's, you know, a little country area out there. It's not like there's, you know, big suburbs. He's got marijuana around him and it's just running his life. I shouldn't say running his life, but it makes his life, he has to change his life because of the grow. And now, so they're looking at saying, look, if you're going to be in a like downtown or in a populated area, everything's got to be inside. To me, that's a good idea. If you're going to be out in an unincorporated area, they're going to have laws about how you can do it. Frankly, you need something. You need some kind of, there's got to be some kind of semblance of order. I don't know, Sabina, I don't know where you live. You live, but I know you live with, your girlfriends.
Girls,
and,
yeah,
like that. Is there any grows going, are there any grows around you that you know of?
Mm-hmm. No, not that I know of.
But do you ever smell skunks at night?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the thing about it is if you've got somebody in it, and I mean, let's just face it, it smells. And if you've got it next to your house, you don't use it and there's somebody there is just, I mean, it's just, they're making a few thousand dollars off it. I mean, which they are. You know, why should we have to put up with that? Or at least give us a cut. You know, hey, look, you know, you got those plants, you're making $10,000, give me a 10%. And I'll put up with the smell. I'll put filters on my air conditioner. Anyway, so, but the Board of Supervisors has to vote on it. So we'll see what happens with that. You know, here's the thing about marijuana is this. Chief Paletti was on here the other day. Now, he said this. He's never lost one of his men and been injured in a fight with somebody that was high on marijuana. Okay? Meth is the big problem. However, all, you know, these shootings, this guy just got shot yesterday, shot twice, and he won't say why. Well, do you think drugs might have had something to do with that? But the big thing about it is, we gotta take a break, is that there's so much of it and it's illegal, and that the fact that you can get $1,100 a pound, according to the police chief here in Reading in the North State, but you can sell it in Boston for $8,000 a pound, it's big business. There are people going to be shot over this. You've got 50 pounds that you've made, you've nurtured, just for your own use, 50 pounds, you know, till next year. Somebody comes in, shoots you in the chest, sets your house on fire, and takes your 50 pounds of marijuana. Because it's $400,000. I mean, come on. Let's get serious about this. So, you know, it will not be solved. This will not be solved by making it a legal in California, Washington, Oregon. Nothing until either is eradicated, which won't happen, or it's made, dare I say it, till it's made legal all through the country. We'll be right back.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Bon Jovi. I remember hearing that first in the movie Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. It was an interesting movie. Mickey Rourke and the guy from Don Johnson, back in their heyday. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. What can I say? You know what? They are the North State's nutritional experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements around the North State, and their deli is absolutely fabulous. You know, you can buy organic foods there, raw foods, raw milk. I mean, everything you can buy at Orchard Nutrition. Not only that, they have that new line, Amazing Foods for Life, that is gluten-free, that you're getting ready to go, for Thanksgiving and all this, because, you know, there are so many things people can't eat when you have them come in. Well, I tell you, these have amazing recipes. We're going to talk to the founder of Amazing Foods for Life here in a week or so. I mean, this is already all of California. It's going to go nationwide. Give them a call, Orchard Nutrition at 244-9141, or stop by 221 Locust Street, which is right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center. One of the things that we've got a couple minutes left here. Mark Baird, who is heading up the state of Jefferson, not heading up. He's one of the leaders in the leaving the state of California and forming a second state. Bruce Ross wrote an editorial today about Tehama County. I believe it's Tehama County that they wanted to find out more information. And Bruce is against this. Bruce is against the idea of there being a state of Jefferson or another state for a variety of reasons. He has acknowledged, though, and is, I say Bruce has written this. This is the editorial. It could be anybody. But Bruce has acknowledged before is that we have a lot of problems, and he did it here, too. He said that, you want more to say about what happens to us, because right now we have none. That, all the numbers are down in L.A. County and in these places along the coast. And we have a lot of trees and land, but we don't have the numbers. So it's going to continue like this unless they start paying attention to the North State and how we are, what we need to do. But I disagree in the fact that, when people say it can never be done, and if it does, that, look at all these things won't happen, we won't do this, we won't do that. I envision something like if this happened, and frankly, right now, it'd probably be easier to have a state than it would be to have the Democrats turn and say, hey, you know what? Let's just be fair for everybody in California. Of course, I could maybe say the same thing about Republicans. But the bottom line is that if you do a transition like this, this isn't overnight. It's over a period of years. And in that period of years, the transitions would be made. And the editorial made some good points. Hey, you're still working with the feds. You are, but you can then have your state laws, which were so onerous as they are here in California, could change. So there would be changes. But, the battle is going to be lengthy, and it'd probably be your grandchildren finishing it up. But we want to talk to the leaders, one of the leaders, about that when we come back. Mark Baird. So we're going to take a quick break here for the news. We're going to discuss the state of Jefferson and what's happening here in California, but other states in the union about this, about leaving their states and forming their own. We'll be right back after the news. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Mitt Romney accusing President Obama of being dishonest about his health care law when it comes to people being able to keep their existing plans. He also said on CBS's This Morning that problems with the website healthcare.gov are just the tip of the iceberg.
When the systems are working, people will still lose and already have. Millions of people losing their insurance they were promised they would not. They're being asked to buy policies they don't want at prices they can't afford.
And Mr. Romney appearing on CBS's This Morning, he says that the plan was twisted from the get-go, and he says it cannot be fixed. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the administration needs more time to work out a diplomatic solution with Iran over its nuclear program amid suggestions the administration not being quite tough enough on the regime in Tehran. Samantha Power told CBS's This Morning it's simply not true.
The sign that this is not a good deal for Iran is the fact that they haven't taken the deal that's on the table right now.
And Power says, quote, we have to test this regime. U.S. factories increased production for a third straight month in October, as SRN's Jeremy House has the details.
The Federal Reserve says manufacturing output rose 0.3% last month. That was up from 0.1% in September. Manufacturing output has risen in five of the past 6 months. Overall, industrial production slipped 0.1% after a 0.7% September increase. The mining sector, which includes oil and gas drilling, fell 1.6%, while utility output decreased by 1.1%.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Sony and Microsoft both coming out with new gadgets in time for the holidays. Chris Vasquez is a big fan of the PlayStation 4.
I'm more of an Xbox guy for the 360, but the new next-gen system, I want to go for PlayStation 4 because the reviews look crazy, the graphics look good, like, and I'm just PlayStation all day. Like, that's it. PlayStation all day. PlayStation fan.
The PlayStation 4 launches today. The new Xbox One goes on sale next week. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
The nominee to be the next head of the Federal Reserve says monetary policies used to support the economy need to continue, at least for the time being. We get more from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
Janet Yellen tells members of the Senate Banking Committee the economy has come a long way since the financial crisis, in part because the Federal Reserve did its job to control inflation, a practice that she says will continue as long as it's needed.
I believe that supporting the recovery today is the surest path to returning to a more normal approach to monetary policy.
Yellen is widely expected to win confirmation, although Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says he'll put a hold on the nomination until he gets a vote on his bill calling for more transparency at the Fed. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The financial markets looking strong so far in early trading, coming off yet another record high close yesterday. Right now it is the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by about 50 points. And this is SRN News. King Cole about to be one step closer being toppled from his throne. SRN's Rich Thomason explains.
The nation's largest public utility, the Tennessee Valley Authority, has voted to close six coal-fired power plants in Alabama and replace two more in Kentucky with a new natural gas plant. TVA CEO Bill Johnson says increasingly stringent environmental regulations and flat power demand make it necessary to rethink how the utility generates power.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. Canadian police say a sweeping child pornography sting has led to the rescue of more than 300 children. Toronto Police Inspector Joanna Bevan-Desjardins.
348 individuals have been arrested worldwide as part of the investigation. They include 50 in Ontario, 58 in the rest of Canada.
Police said yesterday the investigation began with a Toronto man accused of running a company since 2005 that distributed child pornography videos. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. 8:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat pack in there. And, I tell you what, let's start with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets continue to push higher this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 50 points at 15,926. The NASDAQ's up 3 at 3,975. And the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,793. Oil's up 32 cents this morning at $94.08 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.8%. Gold's up 20 cents at $1,286, while silver's up a penny at $20.75 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Merck's up 18 cents at $47.98. AT&T's up 3 dimes at $35.46, while J.P. Morgan's up 44 cents at $54.84. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on, of course, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know, Josh and Kathy and Chris and Steve and Susan and Catherine all take great care of their customers, and they all are on the ball. They know what's happening in the stock market. They can help you. They can tell you what's going to happen. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. What's the weather look like today, Savannah?
Currently it is 52 degrees. It's going to get up to a high of 66, mostly sunny, low 45. Saturday is going to be a high of 61, low of 41, and Sunday is going to be sunny, high of 64, low of 44, and it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
Our customers are warm friends. Hey, you know what? Last night, Savannah, Linda and I went bowling. We were bowling. Yes, I know. I hate to say it, but we were bowling with our good friends, Mike and Bertha. And you know what? These are new moves, and your body is shifting into ways that are just different when you're bowling. And because, you know, none of us have bowled in a long time. And so when you get back, you need that, you know, your body kind of crinkly like that, you know, as the older you get. So it's important that when you lay down, you get a great night's sleep. And we did, because we were in our sleep number bed. My number, of course, being 35, because I, you know, let down the pressure a little bit. And Linda's is at, her sleep number is 40. But what that does, it allows us to sleep because of the dual air technology. It allows us to each have the firmness on our mattress that we like, and it helps and it assists you getting a great night's sleep. That's all I can say about it. We've never slept better since we've gotten our sleep number bed. You know, as 8 million others have it, and more every day are buying these, and they're made in the United States. Yahoo, great, and they are guaranteed. I can't say enough about it. And right now, their queen mattresses are starting at $699. And right now, at our sleep number store right here in town, you can save $400 on the queen C4 mattress sets, Plus, you get special financing until 2015 with approved credit. This sale ends this weekend, this Sunday. So head on down to our Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there and go in and have the professionals take a look at how you sleep and what you need to sleep, the number that will fit your body and that you will sleep better. The prices are great. Their sales are going on now, and they get financing, all at Sleep Number. All right, our guest today is Mark Baird. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, could I say that you're one of the leaders in the State of Jefferson movement here?
Well, I like to say I'm one of many spokesmen because this is a grassroots movement.
You know, it truly is. And when we say grassroots, this is starting with, you know, throughout the country too. It appears that there's more and more states starting to say that, you know what, we're not being represented here.
Oh, that's absolutely right, and it's the truth.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Mark about the what's going on in California, the number of people involved in this, what are the end results, and then some of the questions that people have if the state is split. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, you have the questions that we ask.
Shasta County football fans, it's mid-November, and that means it's time for the Northern Section Playoffs.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
That's right, the playoffs, and KCNR 1460 is bringing the action live to your radio starting this Friday night as Division II favorites the West Valley Eagles host the Yreka Miners down at the Pasture in Cottonwood. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, at 7 o'clock for Friday night playoff football on the Pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back. No, we're not gonna take it. And how appropriate that music is. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Our guest is Mark Baird, who is one of the spokesmen, leaders of the State of Jefferson movement right here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're doing fine. And, you know, Mark and I have talked before on the phone a couple times. I know that you've, and I've seen your name a number of times. You're from Siskiyou County.
That's correct.
And the movement's really strong up there. In fact, I believe that's where it started so many years ago.
Yes, it is. And Siskiyou County and Modoc County also have affirmed the declaration to withdraw. And so we're now approaching other counties to see whether they're happy with the way California does business or whether they'd like to change things for the better in their county as well.
Well, what would you say? What is the cause? What's gotten everybody so excited? And we're talking California, but it's in Maryland, it's in Colorado, there's other places too. What has caused this grassroots movement?
Well, although I speak to the guys from Maryland and Colorado probably once a week, I don't really feel qualified to comment on their specific issues. But the specific issue in California is primarily lack of representation, and that's certainly glaring lately, especially.
Well, I see that, and so it's the and if the representation isn't there, are there any other ways to do it besides splitting up the state?
Well, there are probably several ways to do it. We think, of course, the most effective and the most enduring way to do it is to separate from California. And mind you, this has nothing to do with a dislike for the rest of California. We all have family there. I love California as a place, but I recognize that this lack of representation is not only glaring, but it's getting worse and worse as our populations diverge and as the cities come to control more and more of the politics of the state. So to separate and form our own state is the only enduring way that we can establish a state constitutional framework which will protect the people and protect their rights to property and their rights to make a living, really.
Okay. When we say this, what I see is the fact that we've got good people representing us in the Northern California area. And yet, if the Democrats who are in power now in the supermajority don't agree or they don't want it to get out of committee, we can never get a bill out of committee.
Well, it even goes further than that, if you will. We have a situation now where largely urban representatives, and it really doesn't matter what their party is. They happen to be Democrat today. They might be Republican.
That's true.
That's true. Certainly change.
Right.
But what they have the power to do is pass any bill they want, any day they want, and we are powerless to intervene in those events. For example, and I realize the fire fee, a lot of the newspapers, particularly the Reading Searchlight, they like to pretend that this is the deal breaker for the whole state, but it isn't. It's simply indicative of the process. Largely urban legislators whose constituents do not pay the tax have enacted this tax, and it's been imposed upon us. Now, what is the harm in creating revenue generators all day, every single day, if you know for a fact there's no political fallout because your people aren't going to pay the tax?
There's none.
Right.
And that's your point. Right. And no matter what anybody says, everybody can say it's not fair, everybody can say this, but it makes no difference because guess what? You're still, if the vast majority of the voters who have the power are in cities, they're not going to care about fire taxes. On the other hand, they would not vote for, density taxes where you have so many people using up so much air and polluting so much. You could put a tax on that, but I don't think that'll happen.
Well, just as a good example, the vote in California consistently, historically, and even more so lately, is toward export of water to Southern California. And so literally the entire state is paying for the fact that the largest city in our state is built in the desert and has very little water resources of its own. And so it must go almost 1,000 miles to get water, and residents of the North State are helping to pay to do that. And we're also being subjugated by the fact that water rights in Northern California take a backseat to water exporters in Southern California.
The fact is that we have resources that they want, and they can, I mean, when I say they, you know, the state of California is, I agree with you, you know, the state of California is, we have friends down in Southern California, I have friends in the desert, you know, along the coast and everything. But I feel, and when you talk to them, you know, they're very reasonable people.
Sure.
But the representatives that are in the seats they're doing all the votings are not as receptive. And so when you start talking about, well, this, you know, this is something that has been a part of our lives, the, you know, our ranches, our farms, our agriculture, all of this has been part of our lives and our economy, and you're taking it away. And everybody says, oh, that's not fair, but, you know, they don't do anything.
Well, what it is, it's a lack of balance in representation in California. Now, we had in 1926, we had a federal model of government, which is one state senator for each county in California, and then assembly people by population. And what that did was it gave us balance. Now, some of the very small counties like Alpine County and Sierra County, those were lumped together with a couple of other counties. In fact, the rule was no more than three counties for one senator, and they must be contiguous. In other words, they must share a border. And we had that until the Sims versus Reynolds decision in 1964. And so also, by the way, once we had the federal model of government in California, there were three initiative attempts to overturn that model and go to one man, one vote. And those three attempts were resoundingly defeated by the voters of California, who recognized throughout the federal model that we need representation by area and we need representation by population in order to have balance in our government. Now, the last time the state of California worked was when we had the federal model. After that, with one man, one vote, it went just as the dissenting justice said it would. The cities now control politics for the entire state, and our representation effectively is gone.
Okay. Our guest is Mark Baird. We're talking about leaving the state of California. We're talking about the state of Jefferson. We're talking about why the changes that have happened, about the lack of representation for the people off the coast. And as soon as you go inland, it really is what he's talking about. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want: a fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Ladies, would you like to learn the basics of using your pistol for personal protection in a stress-free private environment with other shooters who are of the same skill level and attitude? NorCal Firearms Instruction has your solution. Our very popular ladies-only class is scheduled twice this fall at Sportsman's Warehouse and the Reading Gun Club. You can use one of our firearms, and we can supply the cartridges. All you need is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. Contact us today at 999-1822 or on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, hit me with your best shot here. Time is 8:25 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to get, you know what, as beautiful as it is, the 52 degrees, the sundown, it is going to be coming in. You can tell the weather's going to change. Have Martin and our friends from Alliance Heating and Air, have them come over. He's got a fleet of trucks here, locally owned, of course, and locally operated. And it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Have them come over. Check your heating system out. Make sure those filters are clean. Make sure those air ducts are still attached. Make sure everything is working. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. That's 221-2642. They just want to serve you to make sure you're just at the right temperature. That's kind of cool. Hey, our guest is Mark Baird, and we're talking State of Jefferson. Good morning. Welcome back, Mark.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, this thing about it, you know, there is no balance. And I think that's what the problem is. But then, you know, we're getting a lot of naysayers. And they're saying, this is just impossible. It's too hard to do. You know, it'll never happen. What do you say to people like that?
Well, there aren't really a lot of naysayers. There are a couple of vocal naysayers. For example, the Searchlight had a poll of their own readers, and 66% of them thought the State of Jefferson was a good idea. But what the two arguments are this. We can't do this because it's too hard. And we've spoken about this before, when I was on the show before. First of all, that should not be the standard for American politics, and it shouldn't be the standard for American behavior. It is in the Constitution for a reason. The Founding Fathers must have foreseen a need to do it, and it has been done a couple of times in the history of our country. So, and the other question is, what are we going to do without the welfare money that California gives us? And the answer to that is, we would create a favorable business climate. We have the worst corporate tax rate, the highest state tax rate, some of the worst roads. We're ranked at the bottom in public education, even though our fuel taxes are the highest in the nation, our road taxes are the highest in the nation, our state taxes are the highest in the nation. Businesses are leaving California with reckless abandon. And so we would have the opportunity with the State of Jefferson to form a favorable business climate, a favorable regulatory climate, and we would have businesses flocking here. We get calls from businesses all the time saying, gosh, if you guys get this done, we're moving our business there. Our economy would flourish here. We could reclaim some of our resources for responsible use. That's another argument. All you want to do is cut down all the trees and kill all the fish, and that's so patently ridiculous you hate to even address that with an answer. But we would have the ability to form a climate, a regulatory climate, an environmentally responsible climate, which represents the interests and the needs of the people here, and we'd have a flourishing economy.
I think people seem to forget that, at least this is the way I would think it would happen if it happened, was that this is not something that goes, okay, fine, tomorrow. I think this would be a transition that takes a period of years so that you transition everything over to people so that, you know, that it's not like it's going to, you know, you turn on the light one day and, try to figure this one out.
No, it's not like that. And there would be committees of separation. There are a million things that need to be worked out. But what we're trying to help people understand is that if we want to change the dynamic here, if we want to change our lives, if we want to build a place where our children can remain and raise children of their own and find meaningful employment, we have to think for the next 50, 100, or 150 years. Because, look, we might have a couple of tough years. But 50 years from now, we'd have our own state, and we'd have representation, and we'd have a constitution that protects the people and their liberty and their right to stay here.
You know, Craig, Mark, I'm reading Craig's comment here. He said, is the geographical borders of the State of Jefferson dependent solely on the proximity to historical State of Jefferson borders, or is it linked to the willingness to participate?
Well, no, it's linked to the willingness to participate, obviously. Now, we have our eye on something like the historic State of Jefferson, we're not necessarily married to that. And we have calls from El Dorado County and Placer County. In fact, We've had calls from San Bernardino, Riverside, Orange, Mono, Inyo, and on and on and on. So we have to choose a geographically contiguous area, but it will be somewhat larger than the original state of Jefferson, we hope.
It may
and
be
that
a,
would create a very viable state.
Maybe a lengthwise with a hook as opposed to just the upper top.
Yeah, that would be great, but I think we might have trouble with that.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, we got to take a break in a couple minutes, but let me, I read an article. It said the two states of California, and I thought it was going to, they were talking about, you know, like the state of Jefferson or separating the state. And that's not what it was at all. It talked about the two states are, you have the coastal state where you've got, you know, industry and, you've got all the water and you've got a lot of money. And then as soon as you go inland, you've got the other state, where people are really still fighting it out here to make a living, and that there's, you know, that, you know, that the laws are really onerous, the taxes are onerous, and that there already are two states. It's just, the fact is that they just haven't put the line down between them. And that they're, you know, what we're trying to accomplish, we being anybody inland that's, you know, that's working and, trying to achieve more, is it's just, there's gotta be changes. And they weren't talking about the state of Jefferson. They were just talking about how our government in California worked. So it's almost like it was, hey, that what they're saying is correct, but they didn't even mention the state of Jefferson.
No, you're absolutely right. I read that article, I believe, a while back, and I'm sitting here looking right now at the median household income by county in the United States of America. And when I look at a map of California, I see the most densely populated areas seem to have the most money. And those run right down the coast with a very few exceptions inland towards Sacramento. So oddly enough, representation in the state of California must favor the coastal areas and the urban areas, because it's obvious to me that there are no resources being directed toward changing the economic prospects of rural Northern California, which seems to be color-wise the lightest area on the map. Now, we have the ability to change that with direct representation in the state of Jefferson. And remember now, each state assemblyman in California represents 450,000 people. Each state senator represents 950,000 people. George Washington said one representative for 30,000 is liberty and one for 40,000 is tyranny. So I suggest we've crossed the line to tyranny, and we are in a position to reverse that.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that one. Mark Baird is our guest. We're talking the state of Jefferson. We're talking the reasons behind the movement for splitting the state of California. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, Linda's on assignment. You know, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. You know, we talk about things that you're wondering about, things that you want to talk about. Whether it's police, fire, the sheriffs, what's going on, AB 109, what's happening in our state, what are the things that people are talking about? And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know, great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time, and I tell you what. Discounts for veterans and seniors, man's last stronghold. Get down there. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Really, really great guys in there. Hey, our guest is Mark Baird. And you know what, Mark? I see things, you know, people say that they're too, it's too hard to do. Silas Lyons was in here, the editor of the, Record Searchlight. And somebody said exactly that. I don't know if you heard that one, but he said, the person calling in said, Silas, just because it's too hard is not a reason to do, not to do something. Otherwise, we wouldn't have, we'd still be speaking with British accents. We wouldn't have had a man on the moon. We would have never won World War II. We never made the greatest, you know, generation. And Silas agreed with that. The idea that something is too hard is not a reason not to do something.
Well, I completely agree. We used to be known as people who attack challenges with gusto. We used to be known as a people, nothing was too hard for us. Look at our history. I mean, 3% of our population began a movement that took a country from the most powerful military force on the planet. And during that process, we didn't forget how to build a road or build a house or collect a tax or do business or write a contract. So the transition to the state of Jefferson, we're not even talking about a fight, really. We're just talking about a boundary line shift and splitting up some assets. And some of the common questions are, well, are we going to have to buy the prison from the state of California? And the answer to that is no. We're citizens of the state of California. Our taxes paid for those assets. Our labor helped to construct those assets. And as such, in a separation, a portion of those assets belong to us. And I would argue that the logical portion of those assets would be those which lie within the geographic boundaries of the new state. So, you know, we have a running start on this. It's not as though we've been sleeping up here all of our lives waiting for the cities to pay our way and build a house for us and buy us our clothing and our food. We're extremely resourceful people. We're extremely tough people. And we have the ability to make this work for future generations. And that's what we're asking people to do. We're asking people to join us and help change the dynamic in rural California for our children and our grandchildren, really. And another question is, not can the state of Jefferson make it, but can the state of California make it? We have $420 billion worth of debt. Every man, woman, and child in this state is already $11,000 in debt. And as people of the North State, we have it within our power to separate from California, stop those failed policies, and cut that debt off while we still can, before it's unsustainable. And I suggest that it's unsustainable now.
Well, we're looking at it right here in the city of Reading, $300 million in unfunded liabilities. And with what's happening, what's coming down the pike is that most of our money is going to go to keep up with this unfunded liabilities. Now, the state of California has just completely lost it as far as that goes. And the only thing that's going to save them is to raise taxes or completely cut away, cut away programs, which of course they won't.
We have to put the brakes on this runaway debt. And another thing to consider, Carl, is that the interest rate through quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3 and maybe 4 coming up is that interest rates are at artificially low levels. Well, if you consider when the Fed stops printing money, which they'll have to someday, and interest rates rise to where they should be in the market, 3, 4, 5%, I don't know, the debt that we now pay at very, very artificially low interest rates will be literally California will not be able to pay its debts at 5% interest rates. So what we need to do in the state of Jefferson is we need to cut that off, and we need to find a way forward in order to balance a budget and to live within our means and to find ways to do that. And I suggest that we can. We have plenty of talent in this state. We have plenty of smart people in this state. We can figure these things out, but we need to act now.
You know, one of the points brought up by opponents of this is that you still have to deal with the feds, and the feds have a tremendous amount of power over our forests, our rivers, our roads, and all this.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because after the Tehama meeting, and there was a combined meeting in Tehama County, and then the Reading Searchlight, of course, wrote an article about that and said that state of Jefferson was unachievable. And one of the reasons they brought up was that the Northwest Forest Plan, which we would hope to revive in our new state, first of all, they say that it never delivered. That's absolutely incorrect. At least in Siskiyou County, it paid for a tremendous amount of public education, and it also funded the road department. So the Northwest Forest Plan was a success. Now, the reason we would have an advantage with our own state is that we could stand as a state entity where we cannot as a group of counties, and we can demand that the feds follow the rules. In other words, we can use the 10th Amendment to demand that the federal government follow its own rules with regard to coordination, with regard to federal intervention into state policy and county policy. And we could do what California has always consistently failed to do, because California allows the federal government to act in whatever way they want to. And as a state of Jefferson, we would have the power to stop about 90% of that.
Well, you know, I agree. I agree totally with that. And, you know, the other sense, too, was that just because there's, you know, I think it's mindset. You know, I'm going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk mindset of people. You know, you get into this, oh, you're spinning your wheels, oh, it'll never happen, or, oh, gosh, it's too hard, or, you know what, we can use all that energy, once you do the energy to change things. But as soon as they made that, you know, that change, and it was an editorial, one vote, you know, one person, one vote, that became, you know, yes, it's one person, one vote, but, you know, a republic is a little bit different. And the fact is that when you, that one person, one vote does away with the rights of people. And you got to start thinking about, it was one person, one vote if you were white in the South not that long ago. And that did away with the rights of a lot of people. So the idea of having a balance of, you know, an assembly with the, you know, one vote, one person, and the other one as a representation, you know, that could solve a lot of problems.
Actually, it does solve a lot of problems, and I'd really like to address that once you come back from the break.
You got it. We'll be right back. Mark Baird is our guest. We're talking about state of Jefferson. We're talking about how that can work and the problems that you're facing if trying to do something like this. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown!
If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda just came rolling through here and took money out of my pocket and gave me a big kiss on the face. I think that was a fair exchange. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Things. Forever Furniture, Bathroom, and Kitchen Makeovers, and the ultimate lucky smoker, Mike Hubert. What a great job he does. Give him a call, 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite and Things. Our guest is Mark Baird, and we're talking about the state of Jefferson. And we've got people calling in, too, Mark. So, but let's get back to what you were talking about on the change of it, and then we'll get to our caller right after that.
Well, what I was referring to in Sims v. Reynolds, the Warren Court, which was clearly an activist court in the 60s, and Chief Justice Warren was really proud of this decision, by the way, but he ignored several things, and the most glaring of which was the Great Compromise. In other words, if it is the 14th Amendment's ruling that all people have one vote, then the United States of America itself is in violation because we have two senators for each state, regardless of size or population. And also, the court then went on in another case later to rule against itself and allow a state, I believe it was Wyoming, to have representation by county. And in addition to that, Warren also makes the statement in his majority ruling that we have a democracy and each man is entitled to one vote. And we don't have a democracy here. We have a constitutional republic.
Right.
And there are some areas where one man has the right to one vote, and there are some areas where we must be represented by area or the needs of the people are not met in those areas. And certainly Senator Dixon at the time, who was a senator from Illinois, he made the statement that if the Warren Court is correct, that the citizens of Chicago, 6 million people, would be able to overrule the other 100 counties in the state of Illinois at will, and they certainly have done that ever since. So I believe it's time to revisit Sims versus Reynolds, and I've spoken to a couple of constitutional attorneys who think Sims versus Reynolds was just plain bad law.
Well, I think that, you know, we start talking about representation, you start talking about one part of a state that can control everybody else. I tell you what, we have a caller on the line. Roger, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'm sorry, I don't know the host's name, but I know Mark. So
I'm Carl Bott. I'm Carl Bott, and and Roger, you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Crescent City.
Okay.
And I'm actually the supervisor in District 1.
Okay.
And I met Mark recently. He came before our Board of Supervisors, I'd say about a month ago. And I think it's imperative that we have this discussion on Jefferson State for the very reason that this representation model is so, I can't think of any other word to say, but it's out of sync, it's cattywampus, it makes no sense. And the way the Golden State is represented, you know, we're obviously a large geography, but when you look at the way we have two houses, the Senate and the Assembly, Senate has 40 members, the Assembly has 80 members, and if you look at that $120 member denominator, and you start to look at, okay, where is the representation coming from? Los Angeles County alone has 24 Assembly members and 11 state senators. That's 34 in one county. Now, when you compare that to Northern California, which in represents, I would say conservatively, anywhere from 25 to 1/3% of the geography, we have a total of 6, 3 in the Assembly and 3 in the State Senate. So we need to look at this the way the Golden State is represented. It's clearly out of sync. If this is the case, then we should go the Nebraska model and go to a unicameral system only. Why do we need two houses, both represented by population only? I would like to have the Sacramento look at the at the model of every county, and there's 58 of them in the state, has a representative either in the Assembly or in the State Senate. And that, to me, would kind of balance this model that we have. It's so out of focus right now.
Well, you know, and when you look at it like this, and in the sense of that, and what you had said, Mark, was the, you know, with one area controlling a whole state, if you look at the states along the west coast out here, you have Seattle that controls the rest of the state of Washington, who is a conservative group once you leave Seattle. You've got the coast along Portland and along Oregon, and now you've got, you know, California. When you get off away from the coast, you know, it's a completely different mindset, and yet nobody has the votes to do it. So there's got to be something that makes it at least fair enough so that we can get what we think, what is important to us. What is important to us in the rural and non-urban areas, at least get our thoughts out there and at least get votes out there, in the Assembly or the Senate, one of the two, to at least take care of what we think is important.
Well, I completely agree, and I completely agree with Supervisor Gitlin. This is just, it is skewed, to the nth degree. It's obvious to me that the state of California itself has no wish to rectify this. It's been this way since 1965 when the Supreme Court stepped in, legislated how we would vote in this state, because remember, in the state of California, we had the federal model. We had it from 1926 through 1964 when the Supreme Court stepped in, and that model was one senator for each county in California. Now, since then, the state of California obviously has made no attempt to rectify the situation, and here we are today, and I suggest to you that this is a downhill slide, and it's a slippery slope. Once again, we're $420 billion in debt under the one-man, one-vote model. The counties of California have had no representation. We've lost our ability to use the resources which we've been blessed with. For example, in Trinity County, they have one mill, and that mill has to import its logs from British Columbia. And Trinity County, the majority of the county is forest. So to me, the only viable answer to this is to form a state which represents the people of the state. And that is what we're talking about here, representation.
Hey, Roger, you still on?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. I'm listening to all of your words.
Okay. Roger, so what's it look like on the where you're from as far as the support on this?
We have it's an interesting mix of people here. We're 28,000 if you count the inmates at Pelican Bay, who cannot vote, of course. So we're about 25,000 in our county. And we're a quite obviously a rural and conservative county. But there are those who are looking at the other side. It's what I'll call state welfare. And this continues to come into our community in various forms, which I think injures the real potential and growth of this beautiful part of California. We sit, of course, on the West Coast, and it's magnificent here. Yet, when we try to voice our opinion, and it's drowned out by the throngs of millions who are in the cities. So it's frustrating, Carl, and one in which we're trying to get back our identity. And each of these counties in question, there's 13, I think Mark was mentioning, are trying to develop their own identities and realize their full potential. And we have so much potential up here. So I think we need to continue this conversation. In fact, turn up the volume a little bit and get the attention of Sacramento. Clearly, they're deaf, they're dumb, and they're blind to the needs and wishes of fully one-third of the state's geography. And this has to be changed. This model has to be changed. And if it isn't, as Mark was saying, I think things are going to get worse.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. My guest is Mark Laird, and then Roger, I'm sorry, I didn't get your last name. I'm sorry.
I'm Roger Gitlin. I'm Gitlin. Del Norte County Supervisor, District 1.
Over on the coast there. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shasta County football fans, it's mid-November, and that means it's time for the Northern Section Playoffs.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
That's right, the playoffs. And KCNR 1460 is bringing the action live to your radio starting this Friday night as Division II favorites the West Valley Eagles host the Yreka Miners down at the Pasture in Cottonwood. Join yours truly, Nate Aberea, at 7 o'clock for Friday night playoff football on the Pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles.
We'll sail on the Ruby Princess August 15, 2014 for a cruise to discover the British Isles with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away. Well, I
won't back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bond. Gosh, November 15th, Friday, 54 degrees. Gonna be got a nice weekend. On Monday, we have, City at Reading City Councilwoman Francie Sullivan. Will be our guest along with, we've got a number of other people coming in there. Oh, some of the strikers from the Public Employees of California will be joining us in the morning too before they head out to the picket lines. They're going to be, picketing out there at the county courthouse. It'd be interesting to be talking with them too. Our guest today, of course, is Mark Baird, who is one of the spokesmen for the, State of Jefferson movement. And we just had Board of Supervisors from over in the Pelican Bay area calling up, and they're joining in on this too. You know, Mark, am I wrong to say that, you know, when people talk about, oh gosh, it's democratic. And I think it pointed out in the editorial. It said that gosh, this was glorious for rural areas, when we had the equality in senators, but it was also profoundly undemocratic. I have a comment here that somebody wrote that said, that's why there's an electoral college. So not everything is pushed over to an urban area.
Well, once again, that's why we have what is known as the Great Compromise in the United States of America. We recognize that people are entitled to their vote. I certainly enjoy having my vote, even as ineffective as it is in this state, but we have representation by population with the House of Representatives. And we have representation by area, by geography, if you will, with the United States Senate. So if the 14th Amendment was meant to give one man one vote, why is the United States allowed to violate the 14th Amendment? Why isn't the United States compelled to elect all senators by population as well as all representatives? And Carl, you made a good point. If that's the case, why do we need two houses of government if their models are identical? why can't we just use one in California? It's not, it doesn't make any difference whether you have one or two under our current model.
Well, you know, the thing is, when you get into this, you know, one person, one vote, again, then you take away the rights of people. That's, to me, this is how slavery was continued. This is how, even after the Civil War, that, you still had people that were unable to vote because of, you know, because of a majority of people who had the right to vote would keep other people out of it. And essentially, you can kind of draw a parallel here, is that because of the numbers of people in one part of the state are taking away the rights of others in the other, in this part of state. There's got to be some kind of balance someplace or a different state.
Well, you're absolutely right. There needs to be balance, and there needs, I believe there needs to be balance, and it needs to be in another state, because in another state, as Stan Statham so aptly put, we could start over. We could get back to the basics of government. We could get back to a government that doesn't have 570-plus state agencies intruding in our lives, and everything from what bathroom your child uses in school to a myriad of other failed regulatory and social engineering policies that we suffer with now. And these policies are largely enacted by urban legislators, and whose people are quite happy with them, but we are not. We have a different culture, we have different values, we have different morals, apparently. If you look at the transgender law, we have different morals than our governor. And another thing, the governor's chief of staff said when Riverside County, I believe this was a couple of years ago.
We've got to run quick. You know what, Mark, we're going to have you back on again, because there's a lot more to talk about this. And thanks so much for being with us. That's for sure.
Oh, thank you, Carl. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll have you back on. Hey, following us is, we're going to be talking on Outside the Wire about Sasquatch. We have the people on who have seen them. We'll be right back after the news with Outside the Wire.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
On the new health care law. The House will vote today on a Republican measure that would let insurance companies continue to offer existing policies to current customers as well as to new ones. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says the House measure won't fix Obamacare, but it will deal with the surge in policy cancellations.
It is merely to stop the bleeding. It's an effort at triage to stabilize the patient. Maybe then we can get the same patient to the operating room and actually fix the problem that bedevils it.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says the GOP plan is not a serious attempt to fix the problem.
It is an attempt to drag us back to the bad old days of the American healthcare system. It would allow insurance companies to go back to offering cut rate, shoddy policies.
The White House, meanwhile, is threatening a veto of the Republican House.